A battle has been going on over who governs the internet, with America demanding to maintain a key role in the network it helped create, and other countries demanding more control. The European Commission is warning that if a deal cannot be reached at a meeting in Tunisia next month, the internet will split apart. At issue is the role of the U.S. government in overseeing the internet's address structure, called the Domain Name System, or DNS, which enables communication between the world's computers. It is managed by the California-based Not-for-Profit Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, under contract to the U.S. Department of Commerce. A meeting of officials in Geneva last month was meant to formulate a way of sharing internet governance which politicians could unveil at the UN-sponsored World Summit on the Information Society in Tunis on November 16th to the 18th. A European Union plan that goes a long way to meeting the demands of developing countries collapsed in the face of U.S. opposition. Vivian Redding, European IT Commissioner, says that if a multilateral approach cannot be agreed, countries such as China, Russia, Brazil, and some Arab states could start operating their own versions of the internet, and the ubiquity that has made it such a success will disappear. The U.S. argues that many of the states demanding a more open internet are no fans of freedom of expression. The U.S. government, which funded the development of the internet in the 60s, said in June it intended to retain its role overseeing ICANN, reneging on a pledge made during Bill Clinton's presidency. Since ICANN was created, the U.S. Commerce Department has not once disturbed with its decisions.
Now the passage will be read the second time.
A battle has been going on over who governs the internet, with America demanding to maintain a key role in the network it helped create, and other countries demanding more control. The European Commission is warning that if a deal cannot be reached at a meeting in Tunisia next month, the internet will split apart. At issue is the role of the U.S. government in overseeing the internet's address structure, called the Domain Name System, or DNS, which enables communication between the world's computers. It is managed by the California-based Not-for-Profit Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, under contract to the U.S. Department of Commerce. A meeting of officials in Geneva last month was meant to formulate a way of sharing internet governance which politicians could unveil at the UN-sponsored World Summit on the Information Society in Tunis on November 16th to the 18th. A European Union plan that goes a long way to meeting the demands of developing countries collapsed in the face of U.S. opposition. Vivian Redding, European IT Commissioner, says that if a multilateral approach cannot be agreed, countries such as China, Russia, Brazil, and some Arab states could start operating their own versions of the Internet, and the ubiquity that has made it such a success will disappear. The U.S. argues that many of the states demanding a more open Internet are no fans of freedom of expression. The U.S. government, which funded the development of the Internet in the 60s, said in June it intended to retain its role overseeing ICANN, reneging on a pledge made during Bill Clinton's presidency. Since ICANN was created, the U.S. Commerce Department has not once disturbed with its decisions.
Now the passage will be read the third time.
A battle has been going on over who governs the Internet, with America demanding to maintain a key role in the network it helped create, and other countries demanding more control. The European Commission is warning that if a deal cannot be reached at a meeting in Tunisia next month, the Internet will split apart. At issue is the role of the U.S. government in overseeing the Internet's address structure, called the Domain Name System, or DNS, which enables communication between the world's computers. It is managed by the California-based Not-for-Profit Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, under contract to the U.S. Department of Commerce. A meeting of officials in Geneva last month was meant to formulate a way of sharing Internet governance which politicians could unveil at the UN-sponsored World Summit on the Information Society in Tunis on November 16th to the 18th. A European Union plan that goes a long way to meeting the demands of developing countries collapsed in the face of U.S. opposition. Vivian Redding, European IT Commissioner, says that if a multilateral approach cannot be agreed, countries such as China, Russia, Brazil, and some Arab states could start operating their own versions of the Internet, and the ubiquity that has made it such a success will disappear. The U.S. argues that many of the states demanding a more open Internet are no fans of freedom of expression. The U.S. government, which funded the development of the Internet in the 60s, said in June it intended to retain its role overseeing ICANN, reneging on a pledge made during Bill Clinton's presidency. Since ICANN was created, the U.S. Commerce Department has not once disturbed with its decisions.